the cozy cottage, and the perpetual pie. In the heart of a whimsical forest where the trees whispered secrets to the wind, there stood a cozy cottage with a red door that always seemed to invite the sunshine in. Inside this cottage, the Riverstone family lived, renowned throughout the forest for their warmth and the delectable pie that perpetually baked in their hearth. The Riverstones, Mama Rose, Papa Thorn, Young Lily, and Little Bud, were not just a family. They were teammates on a never-ending quest to create the most scrumptious pie the forest had ever known. Every morning, Mama Rose would slip on her apron, and with a sprinkle of laughter, she would start rolling the dough while humming a tune that filled the air with joy. Papa Thorn was in charge of fetching the juiciest fruits from the forest, which seemed gleeful in offering its bounties to him. His strong hands would gently pluck the fruits, being cautious never to hurt the trees, who in turn would sway as if saying thank you in their own rustling way. Lily and Bud, the curators of wildflowers and the sweetest honey, would venture out with their tiny baskets every day. They learned from their parents that teamwork and sharing would make every pie and day better than the last. But the Riverstone's pie was not just about deliciousness. It was brimming with the secret ingredient of family love. It wasn't just the wild blueberries or the golden honey that made it special. It was the laughter, the shared stories, and the teamwork that simmered in the mixture. Every evening, their table was surrounded by creatures of the forest, listening to tales and sharing slices of the heavenly pie. One stormy night, when the wind howled and the trees shook, the pie's aroma curled beyond the forest, reaching a lonely wanderer. Drawn by the smell and the sight of the glowing windows, he knocked on the Riverstone's door, shivering and hungry. Without hesitation, the family welcomed him in, dried his damp clothes, and offered him a warm slice of pie. "What's this delightful flavor?" the wanderer asked, eyes beaming with delight. "It's love," whispered Little Bud. "The flavor of our family, working together and caring for each other." That night, the wanderer learned not just the taste of a good pie, but the warmth of a loving family. And the Riverstone family learned that their love could warm not only their bellies, but also the hearts of others. And from that day on, the cozy cottage's red door wasn't just an invitation to sunshine, but to all those seeking the comfort of family and the joy of a shared pie. No matter the season or the weather, the Riverstone's cottage became a beacon of togetherness and the magic of family.